Ryan McElveen, Member at Large, Fairfax County School Board, candidate for Chairman of the Board of Supervisors.
Basically, what's your 20 or 30 second pitch to voters about why I should vote for you?
Over the past 8 years, I have served as a countywide official. I'm the only person in the race to have served the entire county in elected position, overseeing 53% of our county's budget as a school board member. And over those 8 years, I've brought a progressive leadership stance to our county, working on issues like fresher, healthier food for our kids, protections for our LGBTQ population, and gun violence prevention, among other issues. And so I'm in this race, and my platform is three-pronged. I'm going to be fighting for education, innovation, and opportunity for all.
What do those three things mean in real life, as opposed to just in, like, nice little words?
For education, I'm pushing for universal pre-kindergarten so that all of our students enter kindergarten ready to succeed and thrive. In terms of innovation, I want to see us be much more thoughtful about becoming a sustainable county in terms of all of our buildings and transportation infrastructure. I want all of our residents to have access to internet so that they can access the economy of the future. And in terms of opportunity, I want to see us do a lot more investment in terms of internships, apprenticeships for our community members so that they can be trained and access the jobs of the future.
And how realistic is something like the pre-K when, you know, people are already say, oh, well, we're giving so much money to this and that, and we don't have that extra money there. How do you get that money? And how realistic are these things? How can you make them happen?
Well, pre-K is actually very realistic. We have currently about 800 students on our wait list for those services, and it would amount to about $16 million in our budget. And obviously, there are facilities needs there as well. However, what I would say is that for every dollar we spend on pre-kindergarten, we're expected to reap about $7 in savings to society. So it's not just a moral imperative, but it's a fiscal imperative as well.
We're going into, obviously, regardless of who wins the primary for chairman, a lot of turnover on the Board of Supervisors. So how would you be able to kind of herd the cats or put a stamp on the board, given that you've been an at-large member of the school board, but you haven't been the person trying to push everybody along there?
Right. Well, you know, what I have brought to the school board is a spirit of openness, transparency, and ethics. And that's the same kind of spirit I would bring to the Board of Supervisors. I think it is herding cats, but you can herd cats in a respectable manner, make sure that everyone's voices are heard. But I have been a leader on many issues. I've been behind a lot of the major policy stances on the school board, whether it's writing resolutions for gun violence prevention, sexual misconduct prevention, human trafficking prevention, again, LGBTQ rights. So I have been a leader on the policy front, and I would just continue that as chairman of the board.
Do you think taking those things on from the position of chairman that some people in the county see as controversial is something that is the role of the chairman to do on the Board of Supervisors?
Well, frankly, the Board of Supervisors has already adopted many of those policy stances. I do think that the first and foremost, the board has to represent the people of our county. And I think Fairfax is far, far more progressive than our leadership has been in the past. And that's why we need new voices.
You are also a bit of an online personality. Would you take to governing by Twitter as someone who we know lives down the street and the White House does?
So I do not personally approve of the Twitter policymaking that's conducted from the current White House. However, I do think that experience of engaging with constituents on social media has been something that was unique to my position as a school board member, and it would bring many new perspectives to light during my tenure as chairman of the board.
Are there other more significant issues that you either don't usually get to talk about or that we haven't talked about that you think voters should really know about going into June 11th?
Sure. So I think the biggest issue, not only for Fairfax County, but for our entire society, is the issue of climate change. And while we're seeing Washington kind of take a back seat and leading on this issue, it's going to be up to localities to take the lead. And I think Fairfax County is uniquely positioned, not only as one of the largest counties in the country, but on the doorstep of the nation's capital, to take a strong stance on this, bringing renewable energy to our locality, making sure that we are implementing solar on all of our county facilities, and just in general, making sure that our community is sustainable in everything that we do.
Are you going to win?
It's a good question, and I think no one knows how this race is going to turn out. It's going to be all up to voter turnout and who can get their people out to vote in a low turnout election. So I'm optimistic. I think I have a countywide presence, whereas the other candidates do not, and that's what I will be counting on election day.
Do you have a sense of what turnout is going to be like? These Virginia off year elections are always interesting, but have you, while you've been out there, have any sense of what people are thinking?
You know, I will say that Fairfax County electorate is very, very tuned in on local elections, more so than other localities. So I think people are paying attention to this, and they realize that this election will determine the future of our county. So I think people are engaged. I think we'll have a decent turnout. It certainly won't be at presidential levels, but we'll have a number of people making their voices heard.